because he's received Jesus as his Lord and Savior. If you have your Bibles with you, I'd encourage you to pull them out. If you don't, it should be up on the screen, but we're going to be looking at chapter 2, verses 1 through 20. And some of you might even have this memorized. I know at one time Alice did. But, and if you've been to a couple other services this week, you might have heard this passage already. But that's okay. It's new and fresh every time we read it. Let's look at the birth of Jesus as told in the Gospel of Luke, starting with chapter 2, verse 1. And in those days, Caesar Augustus issued a decree that a census should be taken of the entire Roman world. This was the first census that took place while Quirinius was governor of Syria. And everyone went to his own town to register. So Joseph also went up from the town of Nazareth in Galilee to Judea, to Bethlehem, the town of David, because he belonged to the house and line of David. He went there to register with Mary, who was pledged to be married to him and was expecting a child. While they were there, the time came for the baby to be born, and she gave birth to her firstborn, a son. She wrapped him in cloths and placed him in a manger because there was no room for them in the inn. And there were shepherds living in the fields nearby, keeping watch over their flocks at night. An angel of the Lord appeared to them, and the glory of the Lord shone around them. And they were terrified. But the angel said to them, "Do not be afraid. I bring you good news of great joy that will be for all the people. Today, in the town of David, a Savior has been born to you. He is Christ the Lord. This will be a sign to you. You will find a baby wrapped in cloths and laid in a manger." Suddenly a great company of the heavenly host appeared with the angel, praising God and saying, "Glory to God in the highest, and on earth peace to men, on whom his favor rests." When the angel had left them and gone into heaven, the shepherds said to one another, "Let's go to Bethlehem and see this thing which has happened, which the Lord has told us about." So they hurried off and found Mary and Joseph and the baby, who was lying in the manger. When they had seen him, they spread the word concerning what had been told about them about this child. And all who heard it were amazed at what the shepherds said to them. But Mary treasured up all these things and pondered them in her heart. The shepherds returned, glorifying and praising God for all the things they had heard and seen, which were just as they had been told. Let's pray. Father, we thank you for your word. We thank you indeed for the gift of your Son Jesus that you did give us that day in Bethlehem. And we come before you this Christmas morning to praise your name and to know you more. Lord, I pray for your anointing to be upon me as I preach this Christmas morning, that your people here would hear your word, and that each person here would celebrate the gift you've given us, and would understand that none of us and nothing is too humble to be used of God. We pray this in Jesus' name. Amen. Humble for God's glory is what I entitled this morning's message. Here we have a very humble story. A couple, young, most likely, very young, who are expecting their first child. But it's really not theirs. It's by the Holy Spirit that Mary is with child. And you don't think that's humbling for Joseph? Yeah, it was. And they're not in their own home. No, they had to leave Nazareth, where Joseph had a business. I mean, he was a carpenter, so he'd learned a trade. At the very least, he was working for somebody else. And they had a place to stay, family. Instead, they had to go to the town of his ancestor, of the town of David. Well, if everybody went to the place, to the hometown, you'd get a lot of people showing up there. In a few generations, families grow. And the number of people that could claim ancestry to David was huge. And everybody who was an ancestor to David needed to go to Bethlehem, which was just a small town. So when they got there, there was no place to stay because they weren't of anybody that was important. They weren't able to move somebody else out of someplace important. They didn't have family that thought they were worthwhile. There was no place in the end. They ended up staying in a barn. Stable sounds so much nicer. You know, when I think of stable, I think of like the state fair or one of those expensive riding stables. You know, where you walk in and it smells clean. Ever been to a barn? Clean isn't the first smell that you have. Something a little more humble. Very humble. And a stable for an inn, someplace where travelers came and went, where they probably weren't all that particular about cleaning up. And you have a whole bunch of extra people in town. So any cleanup that would have been happening, just it would have had to have been really increased in order to do any good. So they're living in a stable. And it talks of the baby being laid in a manger. And we have this nice, clean manger with this clean, pretend straw. And that's not what was there. It was probably relatively dirty. They probably would have attempted to clean it as much as possible, would have attempted to get what clean bedding they could, but really there would have been minimal stuff. I've been to Bethlehem. There is not nice, luscious hay fields out there to go select from. What you've got is some short grass and brush and stuff because there's a lot of sheep around there. As we see in the story, there's sheep right outside town and the shepherds are there with them. And this very humble couple in this very humble abode put their child was born in a feeding trough for animals. This, people, is where the Creator of the universe laid his head as a baby. Us in our human experience, we expected the Christ, the Messiah, the Savior of the world to come with, yes, with trumpets and angels, but maybe being born in a palace with servants to take care of them and to wash the mother, who had of course been somebody of much importance. And so with the father. But instead, this is a very humble couple who had not yet been wed. And children out of wedlock were not considered an okay deal back then. We're humble. But yet God used them in the most humble and mean estate for His most glorious gift to us ever. He came in person and humbled himself to be a baby like Dexter. I gotta ask you, Jamie. Does Dexter poop? And pee? Spit up? You think Jesus did all that stuff? Well, yeah. He came and he experienced it all. Very humble. God humbled himself. As we look through the Bible, what we see is that God used the most humble people all around always for his glory. You see, if it's somebody humble, you can't say, well, it came from their strength, their power, their authority. We have shepherds who are used as the messengers, as the witnesses. Shepherds were, well, personally, I think shepherds on the totem pole of social hierarchy came below tax collectors and thieves. Okay? Shepherds stunk. Anybody ever been around sheep? Okay? If you live with sheep, you smell like sheep. And if you sleep on the ground and sit next to a campfire, you smell like smoke and sheep. And you're dirty because you're hanging out with sheep out in the country, sleeping on the ground. And you don't have running water. You don't have all the facilities. The shepherds weren't the most important people, but they're the ones that God chose. So this Christmas, what I want you to be taking away from this listing of the humble nature of the birth of Christ and the humble people that surrounded this event is that God can use you too, as humble as you are. And trust me, you are humble. Even if you think a lot of yourself, just ask somebody else. They'll tell you. I have lots of people willing to tell me how lowly I am. And compared to God, I am absolutely low. But the amazing thing is that God can and has used me for His glory. And we know that God's the one that did it. Margie's talking about how she has shared the gospel with four new people just recently. I don't know if you know this, but Margie isn't anybody in particular of particular importance. Unless you're Larry Drozdick or Mike Drozdick. Larry thinks she's important. I mean, he married her. Mike kind of thinks she's important. It's his mother. You know, I think my mother and wife are very important too. So yeah, but as far as the whole world, they don't know who Margie is. The president doesn't call her up and ask for advice. The queen, as she's English, doesn't know her. Does not know one of her faithful subjects. And Margie is very happy to say that she's English. Are you not? But she is also an American citizen, just for the record. But yet God used her to share the gospel just the other day. And who gets the glory? God does. Jesus came and was born on this earth for two main reasons. One was to come to be our sinless sacrifice, because none of us are sinless. And our redemption required that sinless sacrifice. But the other reason why Jesus came was to show us how to be obedient unto the Father, to show us how to walk a godly life, to show us that it can be done, to be that living example. And He didn't need all the trappings of what we think is important. All He needed was the Holy Spirit and God's Word. People, that's all you need. All you need is the Holy Spirit and God's Word. And God can and will use you if you let Him. He came on Christmas morning some 2015 or so years ago, give or take a couple. But you know what? That gift is as new and fresh today as it was that morning. And it's there for each and every one of us. I don't care how humble you are, how desperate your situation, God can and will use you for His glory if you will let Him. And He came here for the specific purpose of restoring you to right relationship with the Father. He showed us how. He did the work for us. All we have to do is believe that that baby was indeed born, did indeed live a sinless life, did die on the cross, and then was resurrected on Easter morning, and now sits at the right hand of the Father. That is the truth. That is what we celebrate on Christmas morning. So, this morning, I say Merry Christmas to you, and God bless.